Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the no contact rule. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing the no contact rule. If you have ever searched online for advice on how to try and get your ex back, it's very likely that you would have come across the no contact rule. The theory that if you make yourself scarce in your ex's mind, you will increase your value in their eyes. This will then give you a better chance of reattracting them. The problem, however, is that there are lots of variations of the no contact rule. One common version of a no contact rule states that you don't contact your ex for 30 days, but after 30 days, you make contact. However, during those 30 days, if your ex contacts you, you don't reply to them. I don't agree with that version of a no contact rule at all. I don't agree with any time-based version. I think they are all nonsense. So in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about my version of a no contact rule and why I think it's the best chance you'll have of trying to reattract your ex. My version has a few unique exceptions, but today I'm going to be focusing on the core message and concept. Let's start at the beginning, whilst you are still in a relationship. Two people have a successful relationship when they both feel a high level of romantic emotional attraction for each other. If this level drops too low, a breakup will occur. At the time of a breakup, the dumpee must try to stay calm and state that they want the relationship to continue. If it becomes clear that the dumper won't change their mind, then the dumpee must let them know that if they would ever like to chat again, then they should get in touch. It's then vital that the dumpee respects and accepts the decision of the dumper. The dumper ends the relationship and they now have a very low level of romantic emotional attraction for the dumpee. This will vary in how low it has fallen based on the quality of the relationship, the breakup and the aftermath. If a dumpee begs, pleads or tries to reason with the dumper, the level would have likely fallen even lower. To get their ex back, a dumpee needs to raise the level of romantic emotional attraction that the dumper feels for them. Once this raises to the necessary level, the dumper will begin to miss their ex and make contact. To increase their value in the dumper's eyes, a dumpee needs to become scarce. Scarcity creates value. The rarest things on the planet are the things we value the most. Think of diamonds, for example. Diamonds are rare and this increases their value. You need to become a diamond in your ex's eyes. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, and information on audio coaching and positivity boosts, please click the link in the description. After the breakup, the dumper is going to subconsciously expect the dumpee to reaffirm their value. They're going to expect the dumpee to be desperate for their attention. They're going to expect them to beg, plead, and reason with them for many weeks, months, or even years to follow. If a dumpee doesn't act like that, it's going to shock the dumper. The dumpee will then be doing to the dumper what has been done to them. They are taking themselves away from the life of the other person. By disappearing from their life, the dumpy is no longer validating the dumper's position, and they aren't putting them on a pedestal. My version of a no-contact rule has no time limits. It's my belief that if you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they have contacted you first. Common sense must always be used, and at times limited contact may be necessary. Parental responsibilities, work colleagues, and emergencies are some of the reasons for why you might need to make genuine contact. But this should be kept to a minimum and only regarding the necessary situation and subject. You need to show ultimate patience. You could be waiting days, weeks, months, or more than a year. You might never hear from your ex again. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but I believe that if you follow my version of the no-contact rule, you stand the best possible chance of hearing from your ex again, at which stage you should then start to rebuild your connection. You shouldn't put your life on hold for a dumper. Clock watching won't help you. You should be going through self-improvement and becoming a better version of yourself. When you feel ready, you should date new people. After a breakup, we feel fragile, rejected, unattractive, and unwanted. But when you date new people, it makes you realise that others find you attractive. Just because one person has rejected you, it doesn't mean that others will. It's good for your confidence and it's great for your self-esteem. Making new connections will also allow you the possibility of meeting someone even better than your ex. You're letting your ex know through your behaviour that if they don't want you, you're going to move forward, improve your life, become a better version of yourself, and find someone else who does want you. Most dumpers will find single life to be harder than they imagined and begin to think more and more about their past. If a dumpy implements my version of a no-contact rule and uses the hints and tips I mention in other podcasts, then this will raise the level of romantic emotional attraction that the dumper feels for them. If and when this level hits the necessary point, the dumper will make contact with the dumpy. The dumper will be missing the dumpy at the stage they make contact, but they will also be amazed by the transformation if the dumpy has gone through self-improvement since the last time they spoke. This will mean there is a much better chance of a long-term reconciliation, assuming that the dumpy still wants to. The dumpy might find that they don't want their ex back now. They might have outgrown them. They might have met someone who is an even better match than their ex once was. So my opinion of a no-contact rule is very simple. If you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. Go through self-improvement and move forward with your life. It's win-win for the dumpy. You will either get your ex back or you will meet somebody even better. If you have enjoyed this podcast, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.